So I have a question. How are small business owners like us, who are spending 60 plus hours a week working in our businesses and are still struggling to make ends meet, who have no time to spend with family, friends, or the things we value most in life, who feel trapped inside of our businesses and it is consuming our lives? How do we get the freedom to be able to work on our businesses and not in them? That is the question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is John Nichols, and this is Expansion Code Radio. What's up, everyone? I hope everybody is having a fantastic day. I'm having a great day, and I just want to welcome you to my podcast. So today, on today's episode, we are going to be talking about steps in achieving your goals. And on our last episode, we talked about beliefs, behaviors, and results. And that leads really into this. And the reason why I developed these eight steps in achieving your goals, it's actually broken up into three stages. It's because years ago, when I first started coaching, I was coaching one of my managers. She kept on making these goals, but she would always have problems like making them come to fruition. And I didn't understand. So we just kind of sat down and kind of mapped out what was the problems. And we started talking about things. And we ended up coming up with this process, me and her together. And it was a great learning experience because, you know, in my past, I've never really had a problems accomplishing goals. It was just and I think this is for everybody. I think sometimes life happens and we push our goals to the side. But in these steps that me and her created together, it really kind of keeps you on track and keeps you coming back to the reason why you're doing these things. And so I really am just so appreciative of this whole process that I went through with one of my managers. And this was about 6 years ago. So I'm just going to go in and get into this and talk about the three stages, and then I'm going to go into each step within the three stages. The first stage is mindset. And under mindset, we have four steps. And I said I had eight steps, right? If you noticed in this, there's four steps under the mindset, because the mindset is the biggest thing to conquer. It's not the other things, it is your mind. So the first step under the mindset stage is purpose. And so the purpose is the why of the goal. Purpose is the meaning. It is the reason why something exists. So when you're setting a goal, and we always want to go back. I talked a few episodes back about SMART goals and strategy and how to set SMART goals. And you really need to be using that model on setting your goals. So I'm not going to go back through that. If you need a little refresher, just go back and find that podcast and listen to How to Set SMART Goals. It's a really great episode. But today, like I said, we're talking about the steps to achieving that goal that you set. So the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure that all your goals are SMART goals. And then you want to answer some questions. First of all, the purpose. You know, why do you want, what is the meaning of this goal? Why, what is the why of this goal? Why do you want to, you know, why do you even have this goal more than anything? So let's say your goal is to lose weight. That there is a very big topic now. Now you've got to turn around and make that goal a SMART goal. And then once you make it a SMART goal, then you need to answer, why do you want to lose weight? What's the purpose behind losing the weight? And so whenever I was losing weight, the purpose behind my losing weight was for me to physically get healthier, but more than anything, to help my diabetes. I'm diabetic. And so that there was my purpose, you know. With purpose, life, work, relationships, goals have a meaning, right? And so that there was my meaning, that there was my kind of my purpose behind this. And the thing about it is that knowing your why will simplify the decisions you need to make in this whole process. So the thing about it is that it also kept me on track too, the purpose. Because I wanted and I still want to quit. I want to be completely off any medication, and I want to be able to control my diabetes with my diet. And so that there is still, for me, losing weight was my whole purpose on this. Purpose also acts as a filter in your decision making, right? So once you have that good purpose, it makes so if I'm sitting down and say I'm out in a restaurant and I've eaten correctly, but then it comes time for dessert, it will help me understand, hey, John, remember, you're diabetic. The only thing this dessert's going to do is raise your blood sugar. It helps filter my decision making because I'm pushing it through my purpose. The purpose is I'm wanting to lose weight because I'm wanting to basically cure my diabetes through the things I eat. And I want to do it in the next, I don't know, year. So that there is a pretty good SMART goal. In the end, the purpose also makes the decision easy, but it filters out the complications. That is the great thing about a purpose. The purpose does not make the decision easy, but it will filter out all the complications. So it's not easy for me to say no to that dessert, right? But it takes that complications of inside my head, I'm fighting with myself. Should I not? No. You push it through that filter of purpose, and it automatically says, no, you don't want to eat that dessert. So that leads us into our second step, which is value. What is the value of this goal? Right? So remember, we're still in mindset. So there's four steps in mindset, the value. So what does the goal mean to you? What does the goal mean to me? The goal means that I can be off medication, right? I can be off diabetic medication. I can basically cure my diabetes. And so that there is the meaning for me. The definition of meaning is the intention or significance or importance of something. The value of this goal is personal, and it plays a crucial role in something in your life. And that there's what this is for me. It's I want to get off medication. I don't want to be diabetic. I want to cure my diabetes. That's the value it's given me. The value is how important something is in your life. You know, it gives you it's the importance of what it is that you're trying to change in your life or trying to achieve more or less. So that there's the value you got to put towards this. The next step is believe, right? And we talked about belief, behaviors, and results. Please listen to that podcast previous to this. But I'm going to go into the belief a little bit. Belief is knowing that you can achieve it, right? So that there's part of the big thing is that I know that I can stop eating bad. I've made bad choices in doing so. So when I'm talking about me losing weight to help cure my diabetes, well, believing that I can do it, I've done it in the past, I know I can do it. And it creates that confidence within myself knowing that I can do it. I'm not saying that this is an easy path. In fact, goals are never the easy path. If you want the easy path, don't set a goal, period. That's the easy path. But goals are always a hard path. But going back to the belief, step number three is that it helps create confidence in yourself, right? And I'm going to give you something else about belief also, is that to help you with belief, you really only want to share your goals with people that are positive in your life, people that will encourage you, people that will lift you up. You know, so if you know somebody that's diabetic, so like for me, if I know somebody that's diabetic, and their diabetes is running rampant, I don't want to go with them to this goal and tell them what this, because what are they going to do? If they don't believe it, then they're just going to tear me down. Oh, you can't do this, John. So you want to remove those people out of your life. And then in that same breath, the flip side of that coin is that you want to find yourself an accountability partner. That this person believes in you. You believe in yourself. And that this person that you can come to and talk to them about the struggles that you're having with this goal, things that you need to work on, someone to keep you set on the path, right? And this makes achieving that goal so much, I'm not going to say easier, but it makes you feel as though that you're not alone in trying to achieve this. Because sometimes whenever we set out for certain goals, because most goals are something that we have to do personally, right? They are something within our lives that we have to do, someone else can't do. Now, sometimes goals are done within teams, within couples, within partners, within all kinds of things like this. And so, but a lot of the things we do by ourselves. And when we do that, having some sort of accountability partner makes you feel as though that you're not on this path alone. You have somebody to talk to about this. This is a very vital portion of believing, is having that accountability partner. So I truly encourage you. And I encourage you to find someone on that accountability partner also. They have to be positive. They have to believe in you too. Because if you find you an accountability partner that is negative, once again, I've already said you got to get rid of these negative people. Your accountability partner cannot be negative, and they have to believe in you. So that there's a key portion of the belief step. And the last step in the mindset, which is step number 4 under mindset stage, is commitment. Your dedication to obtaining this goal. Make a decision now that you're going to achieve this goal. And then you don't have to make that decision daily. You've just made it once. And then you can focus on the follow through of this commitment, of this decision that you've done. I really love that because then you don't have to think about it. Oh, I've already committed, or I've already made this decision that I'm going to achieve this goal. So I've already made this decision that I'm going to lose weight to help my health, to help get myself rid of diabetes, right? To help cure diabetes in myself by exercise and food. And so once I've made that decision, that there's my commitment, I made the decision. Now all thing I have to do is just go to the next stage, which is the action stage. I just have to follow through. So stage 1 was the mindset stage. And under mindset was purpose, value, belief, and commitment. And so the next stage is the action stage. And there's only 2 steps under the action stage. It is the first, or the 5th step, which is the first one under the action stage, is plan out what you're going to be doing. And so what that means is that you need to write out the steps that you will need in order to accomplish your goal. And this needs to be done in writing. There's several different things that, and I don't know if I've talked about this, but goals are kind of things that you kind of have to birth into the world. You have to first think about them, right? You have to dream about them. And then once you dream about it, then you got to change them into a goal, right? And once you change them into a goal, there's certain ways to make these things really real. And you first got to get them out of your head. And the first main way to do that is to write them down. Write down in detail what your goal is, and then write down the steps that you need to have in order to accomplish that goal. And then you need to find somebody, you know, to talk to about it. This is birthing this goal into the world. You have to tell somebody about it. That person has to keep you accountable. So these are all the part of the things about birthing a goal into the world. But under the action stage, you have to have a planning step. And you have to plan out a step-by-step way on which you're going to accomplish this goal. And this needs to be a simple process. You can have details in it, and you probably need details in it, but it needs to be a simple process. It doesn't need to be complex, because anytime you add complexity into anything, the likelihood of failure is really high. So you want to make this process a simple process. But as you're writing the process, you may or you will need some details. Details are not bad. Details are great. You know, they talk about the devil's in the details, right? So you can make this detailed, but it doesn't have to be complex. You want to make it simple with some details added onto it. And just remember, if you get crazy up on your details, then you make this complex. So you need to have a balance here on this. It needs to be a simple process with some true, real direction, and that there's going to be in your details, okay? And once again, you want to go back and look at this as you're writing this out. Make sure and go back and check and make sure this is a SMART goal, all right? SMART goals are imperative to get into making sure that you can accomplish them. And then I talked about vision board in a few other episodes back, and you may want to add a vision board into your process. A vision board was there to help you visually see what you're trying to do, visually see you can make your path or your plan visually that way and do it on a vision board too. I mean, vision boards are fantastic. And even if you don't want to use a vision board, you still need to write these things out. And if you can put any type of illustrations or anything in, so as you're writing stuff out, if you have this step and you create steps and say this is the first thing, and you add illustrations or anything to it, what this does is that this visually imprints in your mind what you're trying to accomplish. So a vision board is a great thing that you can do to help motivate you to keep that mindset stage on track, so that there is a great thing that you can do, vision board. And then the sixth step, which is under the action stage, is persistence. And you will have to have continual action in spite of difficulty or opposition. That is what persistence is. You have to have continual action in spite of difficulty or opposition. Napoleon Hill, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, he has a chapter on persistence. I think it's chapter 7. And whenever I went and got certified through the John Maxwell group to be a certified business coach, Paul Martinelli talked about his mentor and that his mentor wouldn't start mentoring him until he read chapter 7, which is persistence, for 14 days straight. And he said, if you miss a day, you have to start back over. Your 14 days start back over. And so a few weeks passed by, and his mentor contacted Paul and says, hey, have you read that chapter for 14 days straight in a row? Paul's like, no. He was just like, well, when you get ready and when you really want this, do what I've told you to do and read it for 14 days straight. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this book was published in 1930. And so the rhetoric in this is done in a time different than ours is. And so it can be a difficult book to read, but it is such a brilliant book. And some of the examples and things that he uses in this time frame really doesn't apply. But the book is very timeless in the things he talks about. So it is just a brilliant, brilliant book. But so I took that challenge and I read the persistence chapter 14 days in a row. And what this does is that this does develop persistence. And so once again, it is, you have to have a continuous action in spite of difficulty or opposition. That's what persistence is. You have to take action on your plan every day. That doesn't mean you take a day off. It means every day you look at your plan and then you take action on it. You need to make progress daily, even if it's small or even if it's baby steps. But that there is what persistence is, because you will make progress every day. So those 14 days, every day I read that same chapter. And it took me about 30 to 45 minutes. I don't remember how long. I don't even remember how many pages it is. Between 20 and 30 pages. Maybe a little more than that. So it's not a very long chapter. But every day I read that chapter, I got closer to my goal of reading it for 14 days in a row, and I did. And I didn't fail. I just read. And there were certain days that I was reading right before I went to sleep. There were certain days I read it first thing when I woke up in the morning. There were certain days when I read it when I was sitting around waiting on something. So the thing about it is that, but I persistently got it done. And so that there's the one thing that you're going to need in this action stage is you're going to need a plan, and then you're going to need to be persistent about what you're doing. These are action items. Then the last stage is the result stage, and there's two steps in the result stage. In the result stage, you have behavior. I talked heavily about behavior in the previous episode. So the definition of behavior is the way in which a person acts in response to a particular situation or belief. Let me read that to you one more time. Behavior is the way in which a person acts in response to a particular situation or belief. So your situation on this particular thing is that you're trying to achieve a goal, right? So you have to act accordingly to what you're trying to do. You have to change someone's belief in order to change their behavior. So the thing about it is this. So we come up here, and in this whole piece under mindset, I have four steps under mindsets, right? And one of them is belief and believing in yourself. And once you believe in yourself, then you can change your behavior. Behaviors are the effect of our beliefs or what we believe in, and if we believe in ourselves. So if I believe in myself, and I'm trying to lose weight, it was my example, then it's imperative that I keep on that path. So behaviors. Behaviors are huge. Behavior is the vehicle to get to our results. So just remember that. It's also part of the result stage as far as the steps in achieving the goals. You know, your behaviors ends up equals your results, right? And the last piece of it is just the results. The definition of results is the consequence, effect, or outcome of something. Results are the end game for goals. That's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to accomplish, right? And the big thing about this, about the results, is that during this process, we can develop fear. It's more, and I don't really think it's fear. I think it's more anxiety about these things. Because unless your goal is to become a lion tamer, you know, because then that's true fear. That lion can truly eat you, right? But most of our goals are more anxiety-based. And so they can get in the way of our goals and achieving our goals. And so if you're in this behavior piece and you're trying to get the results, everything else, and you start getting anxiety, go back to the mindset and go back to the four steps in the mindset stage. And what this will do is that this will refocus you on being able to move forward in this. Results can be sustainable if you change the mindset first and then follow through with the action. So that there is the results piece of this. So let me just kind of go back through all of this and give you the eight steps in achieving your goals. So the first stage is the mindset stage. There's four steps in it. There's purpose, value, belief, and commitment. The second stage has two steps in it, which is the fifth and sixth, which is planning and persistence. The last stage is the result stage, and it has behaviors and the results themselves. All right. So I hope this podcast was really helpful today. I hope you're able to take some action on this and to really, you know, dig down into your goals and get your mindset first so this way you can take action. And then the end result is always the results. So I'm glad that you tuned in today. I really do appreciate all everybody that tunes in for my podcast. I'm going to be doing a three-part series next on money rules. And so let me say that one more time. I'm going to be doing a three-part series on money rules. And the thing is, we're going to be talking about family and personal money rules. We're going to talk about investing rules. We're going to talk about business rules. So this all revolves around money. And so that there's going to be what my next three podcasts are going to be about. Like I said, I hope you are having a fantastic day, and I will see you on the next one. Thank you so much for joining me today and listening to this episode. Hopefully, what I shared with you will help you in your business journey as we share to help others expand their minds, businesses, and profits. If this episode did help you, be sure to share it with someone else that you know that it will help. We can only achieve our mission if we share it with others and always give first. I hope I can also help you even further by sharing my resources. It is a page that contains all the digital assets we use to expand our business and to help us free up time. The great thing about this page, it is completely free. Just go to resources.expansioncode.com to get your free access. Thank you again for tuning in and have a fantastic day, my friends.